friends with music and memories.
Yes, we're back here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, and that's right, we're having a Wibbage Oldies reunion. And our very special guest this afternoon is none other than Frankie Valli. How's it going, Frankie?
Is he here, Frankie Valli?
Well, as far as I know, he's sitting right here beside me.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Well, Frankie, I know your recording career started way back in 1953 with a tune called My Mother's Eyes. In 1958, you recorded a crazy novelty tune called I Go Ape. Before that in your career, you really did not incorporate that trademark falsetto sound that made the Four Seasons so famous. But on that bridge, on that particular tune, I Go Ape, you definitely had that Seasons thing happening.
Well, I Go Ape is a song that I recorded and was produced. It's really funny. It was produced by Bob Crew, who later on produced all the hit records with the Four Seasons and myself. Unfortunately, that wasn't one of our big hit records.
But it was a fun one. Let's give it a listen. Frankie Valli, I Go Ape, right here on Wibbage, WIBG.
Hey, Frank, what do you do most?
Like, man, I don't know. I just go ape. Well, a quiver and a quake, I make the ground shake. I go ape.
Bum, bum, yada, bum, 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 bum.
Chocolate monkeys try to movie shows. Pickles and a mustard on a hot dog roll. I go away.
Bum bum yada bum bum bum.
I go away.
Bum bum yada.
Put a real gone record on a phonograph. I go away.
Bum bum yada bum bum bum.
Dracula movies give me lots of laughs. I go away.
Bum bum yada bum bum bum.
Bridget Bardot.
From 1958, my very special guest, Frankie Valli with I Go Ape. Frankie, right around that time, you had a group called The Four Lovers, and in 1959, Bob Gaudio joined that band. In the early 60s, you guys changed your name to The Four Seasons. 1962, of course, the smash hit Sherry. Tell me what was going on in your mind at that point.
Well, actually, Bob Gaudio was having hits before we did. He was with a group called The Royal Teens, and he was responsible for writing that old classic, Who Wears Short Shorts. Lots of things go on in your mind when you're not having hits. Trying to figure out how you can have a hit or where you could find a hit or who might be able to write or produce a hit for you. But I guess we just never give up.
Well, that's a good thing for all of us. Let's give a listen to that great number one tune from 1962, Sherry, The Four Seasons, with my very special guest, Frankie Valli, right here on WIBG.
Come out tonight,
Sherry, baby.
church today and every Sunday. If you have something to advertise, here's the way to do it that is wise. You can sell your product faster. You can tell your story faster. This is the medium that reaches more people each day. If your product has the merit, if you want the world to share it, this is the spot where the listeners will heed every word you have to say.
Little
D1. W.
Baby, won't you call my name?
Peanuts!
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 Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I'll never let you go.
Baby, won't you call my name?
Peanuts!
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 Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I'll never let you go. Love you.
Is that the greatest? Peanuts, my very special guest, Frankie Valli, right here on WIBG. Frankie, as was the custom back then, after a group had one or two hits, the next thing was naturally a Christmas album. And the Four Seasons were definitely not an exception to that rule. You recorded one of the greatest Christmas albums, in my opinion anyway, that was ever recorded. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? I know it was produced by Bob Crewe, and I know Sid Bass had a lot to do with that as well.
That Christmas album was put together very quickly. If I can remember, I think we did that album in about 24 hours straight. So it was kind of drooling. And the morning that we had finished that album, we were opening up with Jerry Butler in the Apollo Theater. So there was a lot of hard work that went into that.
Well, that's definitely apparent. Let's give a listen to the very first single from that album, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, right here on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. Better not cry.
B-I-B-A-B. Telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. Checking it twice.
B-I-B-A-B. Gonna find out. Naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming
to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Four Seasons with my very special guest, Frankie Valli. We'll be back with more of Frankie right after this. We're going to hear some of the great carols on the other side of that Christmas album coming up, so stay tuned.